Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. So remember on Monday when FAA equipment at the control tower in Philly got knocked out, causing massive problems at Newark Airport as well? Well, it appears there were more issues yesterday caused by something else. Let's find out what happened from our Glenn Shook.
The Port Authority tells me one of three runways in Newark getting paving and new lighting in the project until mid-June. So you add that in with a shortage of traffic controllers. For Charles Emmons, his 90-minute flight from North Carolina home to Newark turned into a seven-hour ordeal. In fact, they circled around Newark for an hour, then the pilot came on.
And he's like, all right, we don't have gas and enough gas or enough fuel to do this, so we're going into Allentown. And then a whole bunch of people wanted to get off, so then we all had to get off. Once they deplane, then you lose your position for landing in Newark and start all over again.
Emmons had to wait a couple of hours in Allentown before finally getting home, and I asked him, why not just get a car or someone to come pick him up? He was only about a two-hour drive home, he says, because all of his business travel luggage was on the plane, and he didn't want to leave it behind. Glenn Shook, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
The annual battle between landlords and tenants of rent-stabilized apartments in New York City is now on after the Rent Guidelines Board took its preliminary vote on rent increases for leases starting in October.
And I move to adopt the following proposed rental adjustments for rent-stabilized apartments and lofts. For apartments on a one-year lease, a range of 1.75% to 4.75%.
For two-year leases, 4.75 to 7.75. And as you can hear, that was not sitting well with tenants. Riddhi Singh is the spokesperson for the New York State Tenant Block and tells 1010 Winds.
People are really frustrated and angry because this isn't just about the rent. This is about, do we get to live in the city that we keep running or not? You know, tenants are nurses, teachers, grocery store workers, bus drivers. We are the people who make New York what it is.
On the flip side, groups like the Small Property Owners of New York say their expenses are up 6% and any less is not doable. During the meeting, board member Robert Ehrlich voted no on the proposal, saying landlords are struggling and so the ranges aren't high enough.
The outer boroughs are being decimated by constantly rising costs. Rent adjustments from this board have not kept up with inflation over the last 10 years. Our own data makes clear financially distressed buildings are increasing in northern Manhattan, the Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens, and now Staten Island.
Most of the Democratic candidates for mayor support a rent freeze. Mayor Adams said his administration will take a look at the preliminary ranges, but he said we must be clear that 7.75% is way too high. The final vote will likely take place in June, and the changes kick in for leases starting after October 1st. Nassau County Legislator John Ferretti to join other elected officials and local small business owners later this morning to protest a plan to double a tax.
The MTA payroll tax, which was introduced 16 years ago, was a bad idea then. It's an even worse idea now to double the MTA payroll tax, which is what we are hearing is in the plans for this New York State budget.
He says less than 10% of the higher tax would actually go to the LIRR and could also force businesses to cut workers or increase prices.
This is just another attempt by the governor to fix a broken New York City system on the backs of Long Island residents and businesses.
He and others to rally at 10:45 this morning at the Wantagh train station. I'll list the charges now, including attempted murder, assault, and weapons against 21-year-old Emmanuel Charles. He's the man accused of shooting a street vendor yesterday morning in Times Square. Authorities say it happened during an argument involving several other men. While being led out of the precinct, Charles told reporters that he had fired the shots in self-defense because one of the other men had pulled a knife. Governor Hochul today to announce more money for subway safety. This is cops ask for help catching the creep who sexually assaulted another man on a one train in the village. It happened early Saturday morning as the train approached Christopher Street. The suspect apparently demanding money from the 27-year-old victim. Cops are out with a photo of the guy they're looking for. We'll have that going up at 1010winds.com. There's an arrest now and a fatal stabbing in the subway. 46-year-old Luis Jose Duarte of the Bronx charged with manslaughter in the death of 38-year-old John Sheldon. That was at the Brooklyn Bridge City Hall Chambers Street station on a southbound 5 train. Evasive maneuvers at the Manhattan Criminal Courthouse yesterday following an incident involving a suspicious powder. Part of the 12th floor was immediately sealed off. The building's ventilation system was shut down, and several people were placed in quarantine after an employee found the powder in an envelope delivered with the regular mail. No word what that powder was or who sent it, but no injuries or illnesses were reported. Both the NYPD and FDNY are investigating. A very disturbing scene on Long Island, to say the least. This was off exit 31 of the Southern State Parkway.
We came upon three large dog cages and two mesh playpens, 5 to 10 cats in each cage. And the cages had no bottoms to them. The food and water dishes were bone dry.
John DeBacker of Long Island Cat and Kitten Solutions, who responded to the scene after two teenagers on bikes spotted the 30 caged cats in a wooded area about 200 feet from the highway.
None of these cats were fixed also. We caught 5 kittens in this group, and then the rest were adults. In total, we caught 30 cats that went to Oyster Bay shelter.
Well, yesterday morning, a man showed up at the shelter saying the cats are his and that he had moved them out of his house because his brother was abusing them. Well, it turns out the man's mother has a restraining order against him. Nassau County DA Ann Donnelly says her office is considering criminal charges. The Urban Resource Institute looking to expand its People and Animals Living Safely program. This is the program in the city that's been running for 12 years. It provides shelter to survivors of domestic violence along with their pets. Vice President Lauren Schuster.
Pets in shelter help people heal, help people get into safety, and acknowledges the very real bonds that people have with their pets, whether they are dogs or cats or bunnies or fish or turtles, which are the third most popular pet in URI pet shelters.
As part of National Pet Month, they are working with Albany lawmakers to try and expand the PALS program statewide through a grant program. You can learn more about the Urban Resource Institute at urinyc.org.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.